Well, good morning. 7:41. Brock Hunter.
What's that?
Well, let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Check them out right here, Southwest Michigan, special-light, LITE.com. We love them over there, man. They're awesome. Oh, yeah. Your topic for today, what's a food that you think is way overrated? All right. It's like, all right, calm down. It's not the greatest food ever. It's just, it's overrated. We need to put it out there. I have two that I'm going to kick off with, and the first one is not that controversial, okay? I'm just going to say it. You'll probably agree with me for the most part, Hunter. I don't know. Dark chocolate, all right?
I think I'm with you on this one.
People, and it's, I don't know, it's almost become like a snobby, like a status symbol. Oh, well, this is dark chocolate. It's like, you know what
it's
tastes like?
Fancy.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste as good. Chocolate's so much better.
It tastes like you didn't put enough sugar in this chocolate. It's a dessert. Chocolate is a dessert, okay? And when it's like, oh, it's like 80% cocoa, it's like, that. It tastes like garbage. It tastes like garbage.
I feel like dark chocolate, like you should be cooking with this. Like you should be melted down and...
Melted down and you add sugar to it. That's the only thing you should do with dark chocolate. So dark chocolate, again, not that controversial, okay? It is what it is, and you see a lot of these...
I always had that opinion as a kid, too. Like the dark chocolate Hershey's. Oh, I'll skip that one. I'll skip that one.
Yeah. I'd rather take the Hershey's with the almonds in it before I take the dark chocolate Hershey's. Come on, now. At least you get the sugar. So dark chocolate, overrated. Not that controversial. Here is my controversial, overrated food take. Bacon is overrated.
Dude.
What is the deal with people losing their effing mind?
It's good. Dude, it's the best.
I'm not saying it's not good. What I'm saying is it's overrated. Like there was a bacon festival down in Springfield where I came. Like people lost their minds. For bacon. And I mean, like,
cover bacon and chocolate in it. Dude, I mean, obviously, that's two things.
I'm telling you. I think it's overrated. The conversation is that what food do you think is bad and what food do you think
Explain
is overrated?
Come on, you got to go into further. What is it about the bacon that you're like, I don't know?
It's just people are way too passionate about it. One, it's a
so
pain
it's
in the...
it's not the bacon, it's the people. So leave the bacon out of it. It's the people you're mad about.
It's a pain in the ass to cook, all right? I have scalds all over my naked body in the morning while I'm cooking bacon, okay?
You need to get the as seen on TV bacon cooker.
The bacon cooker? I was watching this video, the perfect way to cook bacon. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Dab dry the bacon. Season the bacon. Put it on a tray. Cook for 35 minutes. I'm like, who has the time? Who has the time? I don't know. I just think bacon has been just taken too far to the, it's the greatest. If you don't have bacon at breakfast, blah, 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 blah. Not to mention, I can feel my heart slowing down when I eat bacon. Like, all right, it is just like my arteries are clogging. All right.
It's too bad it didn't stop because, your opinion is trash.
Too bad you're not dead because of bacon, you bastard.
If you choke on a piece of bacon, I ain't helping you.
Like I said, I know it's controversial, but I just think bacon, it needs to take
a
step back.
That's a ridiculous statement, bro.
Just take a step back. All right. Bacon, overrated. End of story. Overrated.
You get punched in the leg for that statement. Just saying.
I'm going to sick
you. You don't mind. I didn't even want to get into it. I've yelled so much today about certain things. I'm sick of getting angry.
Do you want me to give your answer, Hunter? Because I know what it is. Hunter's food that he thinks is way overrated is sushi. He is not a fan of sushi. The sashimi, the fish eggs, and the raw fish, and a good. It's because Hunter is
seaweed. The green rolled out seaweed.
Hunter is uncultured swine. He is a peasant, and he doesn't appreciate the finer things in life.
It's a cold wrapped, dude. Not even the white rice. It's the worst kind of rice. It doesn't taste like it. Green seaweed that's rolled out. You know, that stuff that touches your feet in the water that you hate. Now you think it's great because you're eating it. Stupid. You guys' opinions are stupid that like sushi. What is it about sushi that tastes good?
Oh, man.
Well, you dip
sushi.
It in the sauce. Yeah, you got to douse it in something that's salty.
No,
to
I
get
will
the bad
say.
Taste out
the,
of your
the
mouth.
People that like take the sushi and they dunk the whole thing into soy sauce. You don't love sushi. You love super salty brown water. That's basically what you enjoy.
God.
No, I am a sushi purist. All right, I will say this. I'm sorry, Hunter. I'm classy. Okay, what? I'm not going to sit here and
classy.
not talk about how classy I am because I am a sushi purist, okay? I will look that fish in the eye, all right, while I eat its fresh flesh that has just been filleted out by the sushi chef. Yeah.
Just bite the side of a fish when you catch it. It's just, and then you get the people like, well, you haven't had the right type of sushi. I used to work at Sushi Night, right? Tried them all. They all suck. Even deep fried. That's the only food you can deep fry that still tastes like trash after you deep fry it.
And see, I really can't because I know you've heard it 1,000 times, like saying you haven't had the right sushi. I'm surprised like you wouldn't get on board with like, you know, a California roll or,
the most popular. You haven't tried a California roll.
Which is basic. California roll is the bottom. That's what the white trash people eat when it comes to sushi, okay? Like, I figured it'd be, but if you're trying, but you need to live on the edge. You need to have like a spicy dragon roll or, you know, a shrimp tempura roll. Man, that's good stuff.
No, does it have raw fish and seaweed and all the stuff that comes in?
Shrimp tempura doesn't. No, shrimp tempura doesn't. You get that nice breaded shrimp that's cooked.
100%.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I don't know. That's just my opinion, and I've expressed it a lot on this show.
That's why you're a peasant.
And it's expensive, too.
It is very expensive.
And it makes me even more angry.
Sometimes I'll go to Martin's, because they do have fantastic sushi over at Martin's, which actually, you know, I think I might do sushi tonight. But I'll end up getting like $45 worth of sushi, because I'm just like, I want this. It's good, though. It's good. All right, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's a food you think is way overrated? We got some great answers on Facebook, some controversial answers coming up, so stick around. We'll be back.
Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:55, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning. What's happening?
Your special light topic of the day, of course, what food do you think is overrated? Okay, we're talking about delicious foods, but hey, you're like, no. That food's overrated. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. What
garbage.
Is it? Let's take a phone call here. What food do you think is way overrated? WIRX, hello.
I got a controversial one for you.
All right.
Turkey.
Turkey.
Ooh.
Are we talking like a roasted turkey, turkey sandwich, turkey, just all turkey?
You know, all turkey. You know, it comes in many different ways. You can do it many different ways. When you get down to it, if you don't cook it right or you whatever, it's too dry, and you have to have the scene from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation comes to mind.
Well, look, man, this close to Thanksgiving, I'm surprised you're making the stand, but to each their own, buddy. To each their own. All right, man.
Like I said, the controversial one. I know that's going to spark some arguments, but hey.
Good answer, buddy. Good answer.
Have a good one.
Later.
You know what, Brock? Right off the bat, I was going to argue with him.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about it more. He's right. He's absolutely 100% right. If the cookie's not cooked, think of turkey without gravy.
Yeah.
It's typically dry, man.
Yeah, it's very dry. It's very dry.
If you don't cook it to perfection. Here's another thing. I had some turkey the other day, and it tasted like it was like almost like rotten.
Hmm.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if it was, maybe it was old turkey. I don't know. But it was just, it was like, turkey's not supposed to be bad. I don't know, but he's right, dude. I've had some turkey where you're just like,
You got to be careful with it. This close to Thanksgiving. I'm surprised you're going with that because everyone's gearing up for turkey. So
I just think that Thanksgiving turkeys are all good, unless you overcook it. But
yeah,
I don't know, man. It if you're not dousing it with gravy, it could potentially be pretty bad.
Good answer. I like that. What are some other foods that we think are way overrated? A lot of people, surprisingly, like Tyler, Jennifer, Alex... they said pizza. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't think pizza is.
Gotta explain yourself, really. Why is it overrated? It's not. Pizza's fantastic.
It's something. Pizza is one of those things that you could eat every single day and be fine with it. Right.
I had a fire. What is it? The oven? No. What is it? They have the actual fire. They put it in.
Yeah.
Fire roasted pizza, is that what they call it?
Oven fired pizza or something like that, yeah.
Whatever. Dude, unbelievable.
Yeah.
So crispy and cooked to perfection. Yeah. Ah!
I don't think I've ever, even bad pizza, even the dollar pizzas I buy at Walmart are still good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to have to disagree.
I did have a pizza one time that I undercooked and I was so hungry. I'm like, hell with it. I'm just going to eat it.
Well, yeah, when you undercook a pizza,
it was like straight dough.
Were you stoned or drunk at that point when you undercooked?
No, I was just anxious, dude. I was like, I gotta eat now. I don't even care.
This pizza's not good. I like Carly's answers. She said calzones. They're just large hot pockets.
Too much bread.
Way too much bread. Yeah.
You know what another thing with the pizza places? What are they doing now? I can't remember which pizza place it is, but they're like, they're calling it the pizza calzone thing. You just fold the corners over. That's all you're doing.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just a pizza that you fold it over, and now it's a calzone. That's it. And that's why calzones are garbage.
You pinched a few corners, and you're pitching a new product. Yeah, that's all you're doing.
Dean said coleslaw. Thanks for the wet cabbage.
There we go, Dean. Here we go, Dean.
Dude, coleslaw, trash.
Give me some wet cabbage. What were we saying in the promo? Wet cabbage.
Cabbage with mayo. Yeah, mayonnaise. Thanks. I just put a little coleslaw on a hot turkey sandwich. Cabbage. That's pretty good.
It's like crunchy kind of. Was it shaved up carrots?
Delicious.
Carrots are good, dude. Doused in mayonnaise.
Let's see. Rebecca said hot dogs. Jim said ribs. I like that answer because, you know what, some people are like, don't get me wrong, I enjoy ribs, but it's some people like make their identity all about the ribs. Like, I make the best ribs you've ever had. And it's like, well, okay.
Here's my problem with ribs. Like, it seems like every rack of ribs I get is just, give me meat. Yeah. I don't want the rib part.
Well, and
like,
again, it works.
All bone.
Works a damn hard just to get the meat, you know? Yeah. Just take the bones out.
And I always feel sick after eating ribs because they're so good.
Yeah, you eat too many. It's just that rich meat going down, so. Mm. We'll end with Barb. She said lobster. Lobster's overrated. What?
Come on, Barb.
You don't like ocean bug meat, as Jim Gaffigan would say. Mm-hmm. No, I like I like lobster. Lobster's fantastic. Put it.